Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Clift trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Blair, who tags Clift for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Criscola reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Blair, who tags Criscola trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Loves, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Vallo scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobs. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobs, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Krivic scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Criscola hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Criscola. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Criscola steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Loy Hanning now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lobbs throws the ball into Clift, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wagner scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-1, Athletics. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolf moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanning fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs strikes out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Criscola hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. 1 out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanning fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Loy Hanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klift scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blair. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Herman Bess now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Criscola hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Loy Hanning. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Biskin now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biskin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.